Greetings to you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Happy Father's Day. I pray that every one of you here today, you'll be encouraged by listening to God's word. God expects us not only be the hearer of his word, but doers of his word. I do not know where you stand, what you are expecting from here, but I want to encourage you. Whatever the area where God teaches us today, take a step of faith. And here, in this place, at this time, that you decide and follow the Lord. As we are going through the series in Acts, we see many stories. God is a God who encourages his church through stories. And we see many stories. And today we'll be seeing chapter 18. The story is around two places here. You will see the left side, Corinth. And then in the middle, the arrow, it points to a city called Ephesus. God is going to show us a snapshot, just a chapter, 11 verses, that how God builds the church in Corinth. You see, our God is interested about his people, and he wants to reveal himself to us. Who is he? How he does his work in this world? I do not know how many of you are interested to know what was your dad, what was the work he was doing, how he will do. My children, they all know, because many of you all know, everybody works at home. I'm a software engineer by profession, so my son knows now the language, what I do, programming. So, but he does not want to see my computer. Okay, Dad, sure, I know Python. Okay, that's a language I use for development software. But here, God wants us to know how he works in this world. So you and I will be strengthened in our faith, encouraged, jumped in fully, committed. Oh Lord, this is how you work? I know now. So we see here the first story. Next slide. The first story is in Corinth. We saw last time Paul, the great missionary. God had chosen him, and he moved from Athens to Corinth. Around 50 miles, it would have taken for him to walk nearly 5 days. Remember, no transportation, not like here. 2,000 years ago, the missionary, our God used this guy. He left Athens, and he comes to Corinth. That's where we see him. Let us read, and then I will share with you what God is doing here. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. Claudius is the king of Rome. God does not want to tell anything about that guy. Okay, he just moves on. Okay, Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker, as they were, he stayed and worked with Priscilla and Aquila. Every Sabbath, he reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks, meaning to become Christian. When Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching, testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ, Messiah. But when the Jews opposed Paul and became abusive, he shook out his clothing,
clothes in protest and said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. I am clear of my responsibility. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." Then Paul left the synagogue and went next door to the house of Titius Justus, a worshiper of God. Crispus, a synagogue ruler, and his entire household believed in the Lord. And many of the Corinthians who heard him believed and were baptized. That's the one sentence how the Corinthian church were built. One night, the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. "Don't be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent, because I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people," in some translation it says, "in many people, many of my people are in this city." So Paul stayed for a year and a half, teaching them the word of God. So this is the passage, the first story. God wants us to teach us and encourage us. Not only my title is "Our Lord Encourages His Children." It is not only for fathers, but everyone. And the average American, they say that they move, they change the residence 11 times in their lifetime. Many of you have moved in this place. We have been here for more than 20 years now. But when you move, is it a happy time? It's not a happy time. It is stressful. On top of it, our children. If you have children, teenagers, leaving their friends and all these things, it all makes a difference, right? But you see, here we see a man, Aquila Priscilla, a husband and wife. Their name, comes in the Bible 5 times, always together. In a way, God wants to encourage us today. We need to be like this couple, Aquila Priscilla. Remember, Luke wants to tell how old that person also. If he is, you remember the story of Luke, first chapter, where we, long time ago, I preached from there. The old man, he will say, old man, Zachariah, and his wife also old. So he is of a kind, he won't hide the age, okay? So this couple, he is not mentioning about how old they are, but I believe they are very flexible. But they understood how God works in life. Remember, this guy is from Pontus, meaning today's Turkey, northeastern part, province, it is there in Turkey. From there, I think he migrated to Rome. Now, in Rome, there's a big problem now. He was a Jew. The Roman government ordered him to move. I don't know how much trouble he took to move along with his wife. Brothers and sisters, God is not focusing on his trouble, but you see his character. He is flexible, knowing that there is a purpose behind my move. God is taking me to Corinth. He knew tent making is the only business by way that he can live. Even in today, you can see in Eastern culture, Eastern part of the world, they don't have a separate place for business and the residence, okay? Not like America. The house, in front of their house, they will do the business. They will make the tent, whatever it is, and they will sell. That's how they do. And they were doing. And also remember, this family always wants to worship God. Where do they go? They are Jew. They went to synagogue. So in Corinth, they are part of a body of people of God, they didn't believe Christ, but these people, they must have learned about Jesus. You remember the story, it starts in second chapter Acts, where a lot of people all over the world, Jews, they come and they, in the Pentecost, where they received the Holy Spirit. You saw the preaching of Peter. Probably the Pontus is mentioned there. They would have heard the gospel and they would have believed the Lord Jesus. Now here we see they are part of synagogue. They are all wondering, Lord, why did we move from Rome to here? They are very, very passionate to know God, how, what's the purpose behind all these things. Now we see the man, our Paul, is coming. The first words it says, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. Now, what is Paul's characteristic? 17th chapter, the previous chapter, second verse, what it says? It is his custom, wherever he goes, our man Paul, where he will go. It says, 17th chapter, second verse, as his custom was, Paul went to synagogue. Why he goes to synagogue? He wants to worship God. That is where you will be encouraged. He wants an encouragement. And he wants to be an encouragement to others. And he wants to meet how God works in his own life, through his life to others. And he comes there as a newcomer. You remember, it's not a building like this. I know who are all newcomer here today, okay? But remember, when Paul came as a newcomer to the synagogue, who is coming and saying, hello? This couple, Priscilla, Aquila, they are always looking. Who is new here? They are asking, hey, where are you from? Oh, I just came here. I preached in Athens. I'm coming here. Hey, what kind of a work I can do? Paul was talking. I know tent making. Oh, by the way, my husband, Aquila, he does the same thing. Come on over to our house. That's how you see here. It says, Paul stayed with them. Isn't it awesome that this family, now they know the purpose behind their move. Wow, God asked us to, prepared us to come to this place for this man, Paul. The moment when they knew, that's it. That's it. They are fully committed their life. Now you will see, Paul is going and preaching in the synagogue. We don't see Priscilla, Aquila preaching there. They are fully supporting. They must have, you think of this. This, I'll give you a short snapshot. You can see here, 1.5 years they were with Paul. They would have been filled with God's word, knowing how we need to live a life and ready to share the gospel. They are so excited that God is doing something through them. And that is what here we see. God uses people to encourage others. Brothers and sisters, in my own life, I can tell you, 31 years ago, we came to U.S. We did not know. But God prepared some people here. They invited us. And from Plano, Texas, we moved to San Francisco, where we didn't know anyone. And there we go. We are coming out. I know one thing, that I can find God's people in God's church, and I can be encouraged there through God's word. And we went to when the first week, we were all standing there, we want to go to church. In front of our apartment, there is a church, and there was a man. Every door he is knocking, and when he saw me in the apartment, I thought, whoa, he is going to come here to my house. But I know that God brings people through that. He wants to encourage me. He was saying, hey, I'm a pastor of that church. You see that church? Would you come next week? Wow. He did not know my name. He did not know whether I'm a Christian. Pastor Larry Fisher. That's how we ended up in the church where only 10 or less than 10 people the whole year, 6 years where we were there. That's the church which supported me to study in the seminary there. You will not meet brothers and sisters for an accident, any person in your life. You have come here, so many of us, many, many years you have been. Are you part of this church? Or you are still sitting on the fence? Here you see how God used the people. It says, Paul, he was preaching week after week. We don't know what these people are doing. Priscilla, Aquila, probably they made a good dinner, a good breakfast, and all these things. Now, slowly, when you get a preacher, what is the next thing? Joy. When you get one people from Peru, when they come, what you can expect? There will be another 2 person will come after them. Right? You gave them one room, another 2 person. Here, look at this. Paul was there, then who is 5th verse? It says, Silas and Timothy, they are also coming. Oh, now this lady is an awesome lady. She is very generous, the Priscilla Aquila family. Oh, come on in, brothers, Silas and Timothy. They came from Macedonia. Now, it's a story God is telling. Paul devoted himself. In another translation, ESV, it says, he is occupied with the word. In a way, I'm asking you, brothers and sisters, tell me, if somebody gives you all things what you needed in life, okay? You don't need to work. You don't need to do anything. Everything, place to stay, car, and whatever you desire, everything, what would you do tomorrow? For Paul, he will go preach. What about you? Here, Paul, he worked night and day. That's what he tells in Thessalonican church when he writes. And he works with Priscilla Aquila, making the tent and selling them. In the Sabbath day, he will go and preach God's word. Now his friends have come with the gifts from other churches. He is fully satisfied. He fully, 100%, he devoted himself exclusively preaching, testifying that Jesus is the Christ. Don't think that that's the only word he preached all the time. Okay? Paul is a great preacher. And he will tell a lot of stories. You have to read 13th chapter where he preached a long preaching. That's the one he would have preached here too. Now, remember, people are not always good. It says that Jews opposed Paul and became abusive, meaning blasphemy. Have you ever been, anybody abused you by word? Where they are doing? In the synagogue, where they worship God. Our church won't do, brothers and sisters, we won't abuse anybody here, okay? We'll encourage each one of you. But we should be taking caution here. God expects his children how we should handle. So Paul, God's way of, he represents God, and he says that, okay, hey guys, you reject the gospel, off you go. I'm going to Gentile. Now, how God will encourage Paul? He's a preacher, you remember? He's pouring out his life, and day and night now working, he stopped. He is day and night now, he is preaching. And how God will encourage this man? The door is closed. Synagogue, everybody is talking bad about him. God always opens next door. Look at that word, 7. It says, Paul left synagogue and went next door. God opens door, brothers and sisters. That is an awesome encouragement for this preacher, Paul. Wow, man, this place is closed, next door. The guy, he becomes Christian. And you see, God brings the entire household of synagogue and his family. They heard him, they believed, and they were baptized. Have you heard God's word? Have you believed God's word? Have you been baptized? Now, oh, stop, preacher. I don't know about that. You can talk to our pastor or our elders here. We'll talk and we'll tell you what is the meaning of the baptism. And here, they all joined, and that's how the Corinthians, the church formed. Many of the Corinthians. How do you feel when somebody calls you? They'll call me in my church, in my office, hey, you are an Indian. Or I speak Tamil, that's a language I speak. So Tamilian. Sometimes it is good, sometimes it is not good. Okay, you need to be cautious. If somebody says you are American, you that represents something. Okay, God's word here says many of the Corinthians. Do you know the meaning of the word Corinthians means? You go home in English, it is there. It means they are all selling their body for their living. The prostitutes. That's a kind of Las Vegas of Eastern place. God does not want to tell anything bad about that people. And he says, they are Corinthians, but they heard my name. And I can alone bring them salvation. The good news is you can be forgiven from your past sin. And you can be transformed by the truth. And our Lord's word can change your life. That's the message Paul preached. Now, not only the preacher, now Paul was encouraged because the next door was open. Now, the entire family of Crispus became believers, and many Corinthians, they became believers. What more do you want? What more do you want, Pastor? If our church all here, the Alpharetta, everything is, they believe the gospel and they all filled here. What do you do? Paul got a, he needs to be encouraged again. So God used people, God himself, our Lord himself comes. Look at that. Paul, in a way, he's a missionary-minded person. He establishes churches and then he moves on to a different city. Probably he would have thought, okay, now my mission is completed here. I will move on to next city, right? But look at the verse 9 and 10. This is one of the three times our Lord Jesus himself comes to Paul and talks to him and encourages him. And here is the word, only word that we see. All other narration is mentioned. We don't see Paul's word except the word of judgment. And here you see our Lord Jesus is speaking to Paul. One night, the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. What it says? It is encouraging you and me too. Don't be afraid. Keep on speaking, Paul. Don't be silent. And I am with you. That is enough, brothers and sisters. When God says, I am with you, like Moses, or God comes and tells, you are going through a difficult time in your family or whatever things, God says, don't be silent. I am with you. Why? Paul, the reason why God encourages you today, you are hearing God's word today. Why God encourages you? If the reason is given, I have many who believe my name. I have many people in this city. Brothers and sisters, God wants to use every one of you where you are. And that's why God wants to be encouraged. And that's why God encourages his church today. And if God encouraged you today to be part of this family and you want to be a member of this, please talk to our pastor. And so many years you may be coming here, but you can take a time and you can say that I want to be part of this work that God is doing in this place. And Paul stayed there for 1.5 years and he was teaching God's word. Now, next story, Priscilla's story is also there. I want to share and go to the next story. Now, this is again about Priscilla Aquila. But this Priscilla Aquila, what did they do? Paul, 1.5 years later, he takes Priscilla Aquila, say, hey, let's go to Ephesus, the next city, where I want to preach God's word. Now, for some reason, he immediately goes back to Jerusalem and Antioch very fast. But he left Priscilla Aquila in Ephesus. Now is a story. God, you remember, Luke, for him, the hero is Paul. He is not tracking Paul for some time. Okay, Paul is gone off. He is now focusing on Aquila, Priscilla. What did they do in Ephesus? It's a very interesting way God wants to highlight this couple's life. Now it says that when they were worshiping in the synagogue, who is coming? There's another guy comes. His name is, it is written that he is Apollo. I'm going to read that passage. It starts with the 18th verse. Okay? Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time and left the brothers and sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. Before he sailed, he had a haircut at Caesarea because of the oath he had taken. They arrived at Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila. He himself went to synagogue and reasoned with Jews. And it goes on, I'll go quickly to verse 23. After spending time, some time in Antioch, Paul set out to travel from that place to the region of Galatia, Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. Okay, now we come to this main story, 24 verse. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. Now, his qualification, look at this. This is what, from Luke's point of view, he's excited to tell about this guy, Apollos. He's going to tell that's a model disciple. God wants you to be like that, every one of you. Okay? Look at this, his qualification. He says that he was a learned man. He was a thorough knowledge of scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord. He spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John. So he, whatever knowledge that God gave him, whatever the gospel that he heard, he was fire for the Lord. And he is great knowledge in scripture. And this guy was preaching in the synagogue. Now is the time to know what is the Priscilla Aquila did. What is a good encourager will do? You remember? Good encourager, we saw in the previous story, Priscilla Aquila always looking for any newcomer, looking. And then they'll go and they'll listen. Tell me your story, why you are here. And then they are loving. Oh, come on, come to my house. You need a job? We are doing the same job. You can join. You saw the encourager, how they were all encouraging Paul. Here, now this same Priscilla Aquila listening to this guy, and then what they did, and they're asking, he began to speak boldly in the synagogue when the Priscilla Aquila heard him and invited him to their home and explained to him the way of the Lord more adequately. Isn't it wonderful? Their home, wherever they are, whether in Rome, Paul will say in Rome 16th chapter, you can read third verse, where Paul says, Priscilla, Aquila, they risked their life for me. In Rome, they had a home. There also, they were, you know, risking their life for God's people. And here you see, they are risking, taking this guy, and they are pouring out in that man. And they are opening up their home to be an instrument in God's hand. Are you encouraged today? How God works? God does not work a magic way, brothers and sisters. We need to be willing and understanding God's heart. So many things, so many people, they may go through. Like this Priscilla Aquila, they are not people, they did not have any problem. No, they are kicked out of their place where they lived, running for their life. That is how people, they went around, they preached gospel. You read the word, chapter 8, Acts chapter 8, where the people were persecuted. The people were persecuted and they were scattered. On their way, they were preaching about Jesus. Are you ready to share God's word? No matter what you may go through, what is the purpose behind what God has encouraged today? Knowing that, the next slide, I want to show you the next slide. A characteristic of good encourager that you can see in the life of Priscilla Aquila that God brings before us. Always looking for people. Always listening to the story. Always loving. Loving means inviting. Hey, where do you stay? Come over. You don't have a place? You can stay. Yeah, I understand here. Our way is different. My mom always, I'll tell you this story and I'll close. Whenever she cooks, we were four of us, my elder brother and two younger sisters. She will always cook little more than what we wanted. Well, I wondered. I asked mom, Mom, why do you cook this much rice and leftover? Oh, you remember? In India, in the morning, who will come to every house? Beggars. Okay. She, thinking about the lady or the old man who is going to come tomorrow, and she is preparing ahead of them. I wondered, that heart, I don't know where she got. Brothers and sisters, today you are encouraged. Your home, your life, if you give, the Lord can make use of your life. Here you see, I want to tell you the last point. Aquila, Priscilla, we never see them again. Never see them preaching. But they made a big difference in the life of church. That's why Paul says in Romans 16, chapter 3rd verse, it says, they risked their life. All the churches of Gentiles should be showing their gratitude to this family. Can anyone tell about your family, brothers and sisters? God wants us, as we conclude, I pray that every one of you should be an encourager. I pray that our church will be an encouraging for you to be part of this work, God's work, that you will join us here. Let us close our eyes and go to the Lord in prayer. Brothers and sisters, you heard God's word. You have seen the life of Priscilla Aquila. How they are generous. Always looking for to encourage others and open their home and sharing their life with others who are in need. I pray that no matter what we may go through, but God wants us to be encouraged so that we will be reaching out to many people, those who are in need of Him. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank You, we bless You for Your word. Thank You for the life of Paul, Priscilla, Aquila, Silas, Timothy. Many people, they sacrificed their life and taken risk in their busy life. No matter what they may be professionally, they may be doing tent making, but they are always the builder of Your church. I thank You, Lord, for teaching us through their life. Help our church to be, Lord, a building church, an encouraging church, and Lord, bring many more people to Your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.